Bo, Hochstein, Elam, Lilja, Albert will not practice. All others are going to try to practice. And so we're going to try to see if we can get better and play better and all that good stuff. And, yes, sir.
Bo, Hochstein, Lilja.
Elam, Albert.
So good news on Derek Johnson and Flowers.
Yeah, they did a little bit yesterday, so everybody else is going to try to do something today.
Coach, yesterday you said something about Steve Preston not having a great understanding.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, because I'm a little irked about that. That statement I made yesterday was a generic statement. Generic statement. It could be applied to any position on the team, any player on the team, and you guys took it to mean that he didn't know the game plan. I never said he didn't know the game plan. Never said that. So Steve Preston knows the game plan. That's what I'm clarifying.
What doesn't he know then?
I didn't say he doesn't know anything. Steve knows every position on that receiver core. He knows it all.
But you said he needs to show that he has a great understanding of the game plan, how he's supposed to interpret it better. Well, you said that he needs to show that.
Because I say that, you think that he doesn't know the game plan. If I'd said that about the quarterback, would you assume that the quarterback didn't know the game plan?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's something about assume. You shouldn't assume, because you know what happens when you assume. Yeah. All right? Steve Preston knows the game plan. You know what? These guys have been together and hanging together all year. And I know that, hey, there's nothing good to write about, but don't assume that a guy doesn't know the game plan, that a guy is not smart or anything like that, okay? I make the decision about who's active and who's not active, and he has not been active because it's my decision, and that's what I go with, okay? Not on the player. So don't do that to the player. Don't do that to the player.
Coach, talking about wide receivers from Oakland's side, back in the secondary yesterday, they mentioned the speed that Oakland has. What kind of concerns are you seeing from their wide receiving core?
Well, they're really fast, all of them. And that's why they have the number of big explosive plays on their team that they have, because those guys do have great speed.
Can you kind of talk about what you're seeing from Carson as well?
Well, Carson is an experienced quarterback. He knows that offense. He knows defenses. He knows where to go with the ball. And he can deliver the ball where he needs to deliver it.
Well, going back to the Preston thing, it's easy to sit here and listen to what you said yesterday and interpret it as he doesn't know our offense. He doesn't know what we're trying to accomplish. So can you just be more specific about what you meant, just to make sure we're all have an understanding?
Okay, great. This is what I'll do right here. This is word for word. Okay? Because the question was asked, what does he need to show? He needs to show that he has a great understanding of the game plan and he can execute the game plan. If he can do that, then he can be in uniform. All right, then that was followed up. Is that the reason he's been inactive? Well, there have been other guys who have shown us a little bit more, so we decided to go with those guys. Then also there's a special teams element that's involved in it as well. So those were the exact comments there, and nothing was said about he didn't know the game plan. Every player has to have a great understanding of the game plan, every one of them, all right? And every one of them has to be able to execute the game plan, all right? And so, I mean, I don't know how you get he doesn't know the game plan out of that.
Well, he's not suiting up, so that's just looks, I know you don't want to assume, but if he doesn't suit up, it's just showing that he doesn't have a great understanding of the game plan.
And it does not show that.
But he's a guy that's performed in the NFL, and he's not active. He gets paid a lot of money. These are just questions people want to know. Why isn't he out there with the struggles you have with your offense?
Because the coach decided not to put him out there, okay? And that's my decision and my choice. And like I said right there, I think there are other guys who have shown a little bit more, So that's why he's inactive.
So he's inactive because he wasn't showing you things physically.
Other guys have shown a little bit more. Yes.
More physically.
More in general.
You've been satisfied with his effort?
Yes.
His attitude?
He's got a great attitude. He has not caused any problems. He does everything that he's asked to do. All right, he's gone from being a player, a guy who dresses on game day, to being an inactive and a show team guy, and he just gives everything he's got all the time. All right, the kid is a good kid. I mean, he could have been a lot worse. I mean, for me anyway, he could have been a lot worse for me because other people in that same situation wouldn't do it the same way that he does it. And that's why I don't want us to say that he doesn't know what to do and he doesn't know the game plan, because he does.
Have you made a decision on whether he's going to be available for you on Sunday?
Not after one day, not yet.